speaker is AJT from San Diego.
My name is AJ, and I'm an alcoholic. Thank you. I am a tall alcoholic. a little bit about myself. Just like a lot of people in this room, I felt like I didn't belong when I grew up. Never fit in, like, woe is me, like, nobody likes me kind of thing. Luckily in high school, like, I was able to drift to the, what they call the bad crowd or whatever, and I just remember the first time I, like, took a drink and, like, felt like I was a part of something, you know? I felt like I could breathe for the first time in my life. I felt like I had arrived. And that feeling of, like, drinking and smoking a joint for the first time, looking back on that and, like, the progression of what I had to do to, like, get that same feeling over the next 10 years was, it was progressive, and it was fast, and it was miserable at the end. I got really good at, like, trying to hide everything from everyone. I've always been able to hold down a job. I've always been able to, like, maintain that outside personality to people. But at the end of the day, I had this hole inside that I couldn't fulfill with anything other than alcohol. So it got to the point, though, when the times in between got shorter and shorter, and the times when I could the feeling of feeling okay inside got harder and harder to achieve. I'd usually be able to make it about 2 weeks on my own will. But without that, after that, like, you get uncomfortable, you get tired of feeling the way that I felt. Sorry, I'm really nervous. It's okay, though. It's a lot of people. It's all right, though. Thanks, Brian. Yeah, all right. So what I'm trying to get at here is that I had it there. Give me a second. I'm all right. They can't eat me. I've tried everything. I've tried everything to get sober. I remember for the 10 years that I was drinking and using, I heard a lot of newcomers here introduce yourself as alcoholic addicts. Drugs are a part of my story. That's just how I had to fill my spiritual malady, and that's really what I identify in the big book is that spiritual malady that they talk about. It let me know that how I drank and used wasn't necessarily my fault. It was because I was born with this God-sized hole that I could only fill with whatever I had to fill with something, and it was either drugs, alcohol, or luckily I found God in my life. trying to get sober through every other means, like, I remember even when I was 19 years old and, like, I was just, like, going to parties and, like, doing whatever was put in front of me, like, that, I knew that I wanted to get sober back then. I knew I had a problem. Like, I was always the guy that, like, even around my, like, scumbag druggy friends, I was, like, talking about how we should all get sober together, you know, and, like, wanted to fucking save some people, you know? I wanted to fucking feel good. And I thought, like, I knew what sobriety was because I could scrape together a few months here and there, you know? But, like, until I came into these rooms, like, I didn't know what real sobriety was. And until I worked these steps, I didn't know what real sobriety was. Luckily, the time came when I was on that last spree where it was, like, 3 days later and I was holed up in a hotel room alone again, feeling scared, not knowing, like, how I was going to get out of this situation. And I made the call to Mom. And, like, honestly, that call fucking saved my life. It was the first time in my life that I could breathe and, like, let everyone know that, like, I can't do this on my own anymore, you know? But that was that. Luckily, that got me on an airplane to California from Colorado. Luckily, it's sunny and beautiful out here, so I never left. But yeah, I went to one of those lavish treatment centers in Palm Springs and bought a $30,000 big book. But honestly, it was one of the best experiences for me because it separated me enough from my life that I could actually take a look at like where I was and what I had been doing my entire life and just like get that process started. And luckily they told me that most of the counselors in those programs are in recovery. So they all pound into your head that like there's one solution and that's the 12 steps, whether it be NA or AA. When I was in rehab, I met this man who had been in prison in and out of prison for like 30 years and just like super good soul. Like he's just coming back from a relapse right now too. But he was the one who like opened up the big book with me and he showed me the passage where they first talk about resentments and how resentments are the number one killer of alcoholics and that, we are both mentally and spiritually sick. Mentally and physically ill, but we are also spiritually sick. And only when we overcome that spiritual malady that we will be able to recover, something along those lines. And when I heard those words, I realized that that I knew there was a way out, you know? That I knew that like there was a solution for the problem that I had. Because I had tried so fucking hard for so long to like try to like overcome this shit by myself, but luckily, like, when I got out of rehab, I went to a sober living, and, like, it was fucking fun, man. Like, driving around with newcomers in my car, like, I was one of, the four people there with a car, so it was, like, coming to SoCal Speakers on a Saturday night, like, it was fun. And then after a couple months, like, of just, like, going to meetings and running around, I had heard the words, like, you need to get a sponsor and you need to work the steps enough, you know? I flirted around with a temporary sponsor. I think I called Zach one time for a temporary sponsor. but I didn't want to stay temporarily sober. So I found a sponsor and I started working these steps and like my life got really good really fast. Like it was just like gift after gift after gift. And every time I balked and got really uncomfortable, I am definitely someone who moves at the speed of pain. I got really uncomfortable. I did a step, like it got better and better. And I remember like the pivotal moment of like doing a fifth step and just like feeling like that giant weight off my shoulders and then making my first amends and like doing all the stuff that like getting the gifts that this program talks about. And then there was a time when I was about 11 months sober that, I had moved like up north to be closer to work away from my fellowship. And I was like, oh, I don't need so many meetings. I don't need this. I don't need that. You know, just a little bit. I got this, you know, but like that day comes when I'm really uncomfortable. And like, I had nothing but like good times up until that moment. And that was the first time I felt uncomfortable. And I didn't know that I didn't know what to do, you know. The only thing that I've been doing for the past 10 years that made me feel better was to like try to fill that void in other ways. So I did what I did, and I went out for a week, came back, and just like I didn't have that fucking fire anymore, you know. It was hard having worked the 12 steps, like trying to figure out where I belonged as a newcomer, like just coming back from that, and like started just I just so I. I realized, like, at a certain point that I wasn't done again, you know. So I went out again, and I got done, you know. It's sad to say, but, like, this program's not going to work unless you're fucking desperate enough to work it, you know. I've done a lot of things to try to stay sober on my own will, but the only thing that's been given me the willingness to do this program is to be broken enough and fucking in enough pain that I'm willing to do whatever it takes to stay sober. Coming back this time though, it was different. Like I just kind of like, I remember having a conversation with someone. I came back and I was like, I'm just going to forget that like I know anything. Like I'm just going to come back as a newcomer. And he's like, that's bullshit. He's like, you know what the solution is, but you have to realize, you know, only a little. And that's the part in the big book that I have to remain forever teachable, and I always have to continue to seek. But yeah, like, coming back, and also it's like, I had this when I got sober the first time, I had this grandiose idea of my higher power that, like, spoke to me through nature and, like, all this shit. And I always saw these signs and, like, numbers and all this stuff. And, like, that worked really well for the first 11 months of my sobriety until I relapsed. So, like, coming back, I had to, like, come up with a new higher power, you know, something a little more personal to me. Something that someone that was going to do business with me, whether I was doing good or whether I wasn't, you know, like my first idea of my higher power is that, like, if I'm not calling my sponsor and talking to guys and going to enough meetings and, like, doing my inventory, that, like, my higher power wasn't going to do business with me for some reason. But, like, that's not true today. Like, I read in my daily meditation at least, like, once a month, it says, make sure God, ask for God no matter what for whatever you need. And that's something that's rang true in my life. This program has given me, like, so much more than I could ever ask for in my life. The amount of time and effort I put into, like, drinking and using and, like, that fucking life, and the amount of effort that I put into this program and the tenfold reward that I get back is, like, it's just unheard of. But luckily, like I was talking about before, like, with the spiritual malady and, like, thinking back to, like, that first time I drank a beer and smoked a joint and how I felt okay inside. Working this program and working these steps and constantly helping others is, like, it's gotten me that feeling, you know, but, like, even better, you know. It's this program is the fucking real deal. I hope, like, any newcomer here, like, it might sound impossible, or you might just be in rehab and, like, you might not want to fucking come back, but I can tell you that if you get in enough pain and enough, I wish enough pain on you that you will get this, you know, because that's what it took for me. This is a cool deal. That's all I got. Thanks.